Spirit Radio Podcasts.
We were just playing Jack Johnson there, and the funny thing is that Jack Johnson is part of my next guest's story. He's our prayer coach this week, and we're talking today about finding an anchor in hard times. John McCarthy, professional surfer and pastor at North Clare Community Church. You're very welcome to the show. How are you, John?
Steve, I'm getting
confused. I'm Steve Johnson. We've got Jack Johnson and John McCarthy. I keep calling him Joe Jackson, but there you go.
Steve, it's good to be on the show and good to hear your voice. It was great this summer that we got to hang out and bring your family surfing. That was great.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of getting surf lessons from John's team at the surf school in La Hincha, and it was absolutely brilliant. Family staycation. And then, of course, I was so sad to hear then that the... the county lockdown first meant that people living in County Clare could go to your surf school, but no one else. And now I assume it's all closed completely.
Absolutely. We've had to close our doors with the lockdown. We are very grateful, Steve, that when you were with us, things were very busy for our business is called La Hincha Surf School, but very busy in July and August and September. But then everything ended with a crash. And so once we really did notice a massive difference, once Dublin got locked down, our bookings really went off an edge, you know. So, So we are closed now. This is a time of year. I guess we're all tired after the summer. So it is, in one way, it's good to get a break. But in other ways, it's a time when the transitional years would come surfing with us. So I know those transition years are going to miss out. So there's a lot of people with it, obviously.
Oh, that's a great pity. How are your team and yourself responding to this setback?
Yeah, it's a challenge. In summertime, we probably have about 15 people employed in La Hincha Surf School. At this time of year, it drops down to about 4 or 5. So... again, the bulk of the work is done in summer, so people do earn a living in summer and save up for winter. But it is difficult because there's a lot of people in La Hincha. It's a tourist area on the west coast of Ireland. They're seasonal jobs. This is a time where we need to keep working into the winter, but things have just ended abruptly. So it's a very difficult time. For a lot of people in their jobs.
Yeah, that is tough. Now I know that for yourself and for I suppose elite, really very advanced surfers, it is the start of the season rather than the end of the season.
We might
talk about that a little bit later, but this is also a prayer coach interview.
Yeah.
So I was you were talking recently. I was looking at your video blogs, Cliffs of Hope, and you were in one of the blogs. You talked about God being an anchor in hard times, and you used this recent story, this amazing story of those paddleboarders from Galway who got swept out to sea, as an illustration. Can you remind us what happened to those girls?
Yeah, the two girls were up in Galway, and they started paddleboarding out to sea slightly. But there was a wind behind them, and if anybody who knows a little bit about paddleboarding, once you paddle with the wind, it's almost like your body acts as a sail. So you very easily just paddle, you cruise out to sea. But then once you try and turn around and try paddle back, it's a whole different matter. So they were very much unaware that they were just drifting, and they ended up, a long way out to sea. And, it was on the land. It was when their parents called the alarm that evening. But what happened, the next morning, the fisherman, he looked at where the wind was blowing, and he knew exactly what line to take. So the fisherman went out, and he found the girls. But the way they had been rescued, the way they were saved, like they ended up between the Aran Islands and the Cliffs of Moher, which is very far away, and it's a very acute angle from Galway, if you know what I mean. But they found a lobster pot, and they were able to attach themselves overnight. I don't even think they had wetsuits on. They attached themselves to the lobster pot. So the point was, the drifting stopped when they had something to attach themselves to. And only for that they would have perished. They wouldn't have made it because they would have drifted all the way out to sea.
And later, actually, I saw an interview with the actual fisherman who had laid those lobster pots. And he actually said, I was going to remove the gear earlier last week.
Wow.
You know, just amazing. And he said, said, these are his words, he said, something stopped me.
Wow.
You know, just incredible. And he said it was my last set of gear. If they'd missed that, they were out in the Atlantic. So it's an amazing, it's just an amazing image. And to think that in a way, it's just a, you know, crab pots or whatever, and a little boy, it's not much.
Nope.
You know, against the mighty Atlantic, but it was enough. And and this is you were then kind of talking about kind of the spiritual parallel, how that during really tough times we need to have something to hold on to.
Absolutely. And you know, the reality of our spiritual life, our life with God, is that we do drift. And we have, you know, we have a nature that just wants to be preoccupied with nice things, or money, or a job, or success, or whatever. But so we do, you know, the Bible tells us we do drift away from God, all of us. But that's the beauty, is that it's like the fisherman, like God is there looking for us when we do drift, to come and rescue us and to bring us to safety and to give us that anchor in life so that we don't drift. And there's a great verse. It's a famous verse. It's from Matthew's Gospel in chapter 7, where Jesus talks about building your life upon the rock. And it is, you know, as we read the Bible, as we read the Gospels, we really are building our life upon a rock. And today there's a massive storm today on the west coast of Ireland. The waves are about 60 foot. And I'm going to go later, I'm going to get video shots of these giant waves crashing into the famous sea stack there at the Cliffs of Moher. But, you know, that sea stack stays standing. It's built upon the rock, no matter what crashes into it. And that's what Jesus said. This is the verse. It's in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it, it is wise. Like a person who builds a house on a solid rock. Though the rains comes in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it is built on a rock. So that's what Jesus encourages us. And certainly that's my life. I read the Word of God. I read the Bible. It's food for my soul. And my life is built upon Jesus and his word. And no matter what, because the storms of life do come. It's, you know, no matter what's going on, there are storms in life. But when that storm comes, you're on the rock and you know that he's going to be there for you. He's not going to forsake you. And that is, it's just such a beautiful, stable place to live, build your life on. And that's what God wants. God wants this stability, this health in our lives as we just read the Bible.
So, so it's a bit like it's reaching for God's word and seeking seeking that anchor from it. And I was thinking, in the case of those girls, that a boy didn't come to them. They probably spotted it, and went for it. You know, it was provided for them, but they weren't passive in the situation. And
that's right.
So I think they recognized that they were in danger and they were looking for safety. And so in the same way, but what would you say to someone who says, look, just for me, just the storm of life at the moment is just too strong for me, and actually I don't see much hope on the horizon?
You know, the beauty is that we have a God who is good, which is great comfort on its own, that God is good today. And, you know, God wants to lift us into hope. Hope is where there's light at the end of the tunnel. And you know, he will do that as, here's the key, Steve. When you hear the voice of God to your soul, it brings light and rejoicing and encouragement. And that's what God wants. Jesus said this clear line. It says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So God has provided spiritual food. Jesus said it comes from the mouth of God. And so we need to hear God's voice. So as we read the Bible, we will start to hear God's voice. And that's that anchor that we're talking about, that the storm comes, the waves, the wind, the lashing of the rain. But there's an anchor to our soul. as because we know the voice of God, and that's what we this is what God wants for all of us, that we would just be able to hear His voice. And that's the lobster pot that God has provided. You read the Gospels, you read Jesus' words, and I tell you, it makes a world of a difference. There is light at the end of the tunnel when you read His words, because you know He's in control and He is good.
John, tell us about your website, Cliffs of Hope, and what you're trying to do with this website.
Yeah, Cliffs of Hope is something I felt like God told me to do about 5 years ago. I'm kind of associated with the Cliffs of Moher in some way. I was in a bank advert like 10 plus years ago, surfing the giant wave at the bottom of the cliff. We used a jet ski to get onto the wave. So, I live here in County Clare. I love it. I surf the big wave there. And I've got God's message, Jesus' message inside me, that the hope of knowing Jesus, that I love to share. So it's that package. It's the Cliffs of Moher. It's the hope of the good news of Jesus Christ. And it's myself, the surfer. So that's what Cliffs of Hope is. And I do social media videos. And we're just about to launch. We're doing a lockdown surf vlog. So it's a 15-minute long. I go surfing, a lot of fun. We look at these beautiful big waves on the west coast of Ireland. It's fun, and then I share a hope thought, like I just did. So that's what we're working on now. And the website is called cliffsofhope.com, and also on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram.
John, it's been great talking to you, and thank you for offering that encouragement and these beautiful short videos. I have to say, I really enjoy them because they're inspiration just to look at the beauty of nature, and your wonderful little short insights on what we can learn about life and our walk with God. You know, the timeless spiritual aspects of life before they pass us by.
That's right. And Steve, yeah, it is such a time of uncertainty and shaking and isolation. You know, it's such a difficult time for people. But you know what? God is the God that we know who rescued us when we were not doing well. He's the same God today who's reaching out for people today. So I just want to encourage people to reach out for Jesus.
John McCarthy, owner of Lahinch Surf School and pastor at North Clare Community Church, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.